Welcome to the I Am Adamant podcast. I'm Lisa Bevier, and I've written a book called Adamant, Finding Truth in a Universe of Opinions. And you may think, why adamant? Why write about something called adamant? Well, if you've stepped outside your front door, looked at social media, or turned on your TV recently, then you know that things are getting crazy out there. Up is being called down, day has become night, red is blue, and wrong is right. And that is only just the beginning. See, our culture is buying the lie that truth is a river, ebbing and flowing with the passage of time. But truth is not a river, it is a rock. And in a world lost in a sea of relativity, we must anchor our souls or be swept away with the current. I really believe that these are days and times for us to be adamant. Now, a lot of times people think about adamant and they think about stubborn or unyielding. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being rock solid. See, we live in a day and a time that believes that truth is a river that changes with the ebbing and flowing of popular opinion. But truth is a rock. It is an adamant. It is something that is immovable, unshakable, and constant. See, long before the word adamant was an adjective or an adverb, it was a noun. And in many ways, it was actually a dream. The Greek philosophers and scientists, they would gather around and they had this theory about a stone that would be woven so tightly that it would not fracture. A stone that would be magnetic, where it could draw things but not be drawn. A stone that could capture light and redirect it. They thought of ways they could use this stone. They thought if we could make weapons out of this stone, we would be invincible. They named this stone Adamas. They never found it, but they thought maybe it is something deep in the sea or in the belly of a volcano, maybe something that we'll find one day. The belief in this stone was so compelling that it traveled to Great Britain, where it transferred from Adamas to adamant. And for years, they used the word adamant as a stone. They discovered diamonds. They thought diamonds were adamants. But when they found out that diamonds could vaporize, they disassociated the two words. But here's what I think. I think that the Greek philosophers and scientists were looking for something, but for the wrong reason and in the wrong places. See, I believe that Christ is that cornerstone. He is that stone that was carved without any hands. He is that stone that can break down the kingdoms of the world. He is that stone that grows into the mountain that fills the entire earth. He is that seed of Zion. I believe that Christ is our cornerstone, and he is that stone that we can build our lives on. The word adamant means invincible. His love for us is invincible. His truth is invincible. His wisdom is unassailable. And we need this kind of rock to build our lives on in this day and this time. I also believe that we need to have conversations around this. And I love people that are passionate about things. You know, last summer I was with my family on vacation and I never get the remote control. John was flipping through the remote control. We were trying to find something to watch when they bounced on The Godfather. Now, I had not seen The Godfather at that time, but there was this scene where he said, you never tell anyone outside of the family what you're thinking. I remember thinking, wait a minute, what is he saying? But here's the truth. We are seeing so many people outside of the family of God telling everyone what they think. But then the other flip side of that is you do tell people in the family what you're thinking. We need to have the right conversations with the right people, but too often we have the right conversations with the wrong people. This is not a gag order. This is to invite you into conversations in and among the family, conversations that are important conversations. And I have pulled some of the most amazing people to help me with these conversations. We have Pastor Craig Rochelle. He's going to be talking about how he is adamant for leadership. We've got Pastor Shelley Giglio. She's going to be talking about, she is adamant for the next generation. Dr. Preston Sprinkle, he's talking about how we need to handle the issues of gender and same-sex attraction in a way that shows the love of God. We've got leadership, Dale Partridge, and then Rabbi Brian. He is my favorite rabbi. So I'm inviting you in on conversations of people that I love to talk to about things I'm adamant about. These are some of the top people that I believe stand for truth and strength and are not wavering on any people's opinions, but they really are building their lives and their ministries on truth. So I really hope that these messages are going to encourage you, that they're going to stabilize you, that they're going to make you say, gosh, I'm so glad somebody is saying that. I've had so much confusion about this. I feel like we are a generation that has been stripped of our awe and stripped of our wonder. And I want to invite you in to this place with God where there's something that is immovable, invincible, unshakable, and constant. So I hope that these messages will minister to you. Hey, I want you to subscribe because when you subscribe, we can get everything to you right away. We'd also love to see you rate and review this podcast and share it with your friends. To learn more about the book, Adamant, Finding Truth in a Universe of Opinions, check it out at iamadamant.com.